Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, John.
Good morning, ma'am.
John, we do have to tell people that you are a bit in our backyard. You're out in Idaho.
Yes, and it's a little frosty on the pumpkin this morning.
Is it? Yeah, well, I'm sorry to say it's almost that here, too. But we're getting rain, and, of course, we like the rain. And I know you always like snow and rain also to keep down the possibilities of forest fires. But what we really want to talk about is your natural nutrient solution. And when we first say that, people may think we're talking about food for people. But no, we're talking about food for plants. John, I want some of your background because you have an interesting story about how you came to develop this product.
Yes. I was fortunate enough to be raised on a ranch here in Idaho and taught the good old-fashioned family values of farming, ranching, water conservation, livestock, the whole nine yards. And it's really funny because in growing up as a child, my grandfather, every time we come to Sunday town on Sunday for supplies, and stopped the local coffee shop and et cetera. And on the way home, we'd go past the feedlot, and he'd always say, smell the money.
Smell the money, yeah.
Smell the money. And for years, I couldn't figure out what the heck he was talking about. And then finally, after being in the greenhouse and nursery industry basically my whole life, and realizing the trending towards the public and wanting to eat healthier and that type of stuff, I finally realized what he was talking about. Somebody needed to figure out what to do with all that manure waste so that it can be easily handled, non-smelly, so that the public can actually use it, become healthier, that type of stuff.
Uh-huh. So what kind of process did you have to go through from that stage? You saw this pile of manure, and you know that it has to be composted, processed some way, whether it's nature or you doing that, in order to get it so that we can handle it in our homes, our yards, our gardens, and not have a smelly mess.
Right. What we do is we actually run a windrow composting process. It takes about 120 days. It's actually like a lady baking a cake for Sunday dinner.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. It's you take the manure products, you add moisture to it, you stir it, you turn it, you bake it, you cook it, you monitor the temperature. This goes on for 120 days till we reach that point where all the weed seeds and the pathogens that would possibly be there, if any, are killed, and at that point in time, we run it into the plant where I developed a process to actually screen it and separate it and granulate it to the point where you get the little fertilizer pellets that you see today, which we call the Poopies product.
Yeah, and I don't know, how long did it take you to come up with that name? It's such a clever name, Poopies, well, P-E-A-S, you know, because the granules are...
That's a funny name because I went to several large corporations and they laughed me out of the office. And I come back with my ears bent over, and bless my wife's heart, she brought me back up. She said, don't you dare change that name.
I would absolutely 100% agree with her because it's so catching, and it also says what your product is.
Right, and so the beauty of it is she talked me into keeping it. I've still been laughed out of the big corporate offices because they can't wrap their arms and fathom that the public doesn't necessarily need a corporate logo to be and like product.
Yes, yes. Now, we're talking to you in Idaho, so I know you sell this product locally, but how else do you sell it?
We sell it online, and you can find it at www.poopies.com. And we've got a couple of different spring specials that we're offering here at this current time.
And so anybody in the world can order it?
Oh, yes. Yes, anybody in the world can order it. And speaking of worldly ventures, last year we was able to actually ship overseas to Thailand, and we're currently working on an order to ship into China.
Okay, so USA, let's get with it here. We need to be up to date on our products. So let's talk a little bit about why you think this is important for people to use. This kind of product is important.
Well, when I grew up years ago, and it's been a lot of years ago, I'll tell you, the fact being America was at its healthiest. We had less disease. We had people going to the doctors less hereditary diseases, cancers, etc. back when we used what Mother Nature gave us. And that was the manure products that the livestock produced for our gardens. we eat healthier. The livestock was healthier because we also used those same products to pasture and grow hay and that type of stuff. We didn't use all the synthetic chemicals that are produced today by the larger corporations.
And so I know you sell this at farmers markets. You go to farmers markets, and I'm sure that's an opportunity for you to visit with people. But people who come to the farmers markets are really looking for natural, organic, healthy kinds of foods.
Well, you know, people do look for that type of stuff, but also it gives me the opportunity to share, for example, with a lady. Every woman in America has a sick houseplant. And I don't care who they are. Everyone has a sick one. Whatever you need to do, is if you take poopy, you take one of the scoops, and on the websites under testimonials, it shows you how to do it. A guy actually did a test on it. But you dissolve that scoop in about a 12, 16-ounce glass of water. It takes, you know, 4 or 5 hours. You stir it, and it'll look like a dark, rich cola. You dump that on your sickest houseplant, and in 10 days, you'll have a brand-new start of growth for that houseplant. It's balancing the soil so that the plants can uptake the nutrients that they need.
Okay. Now, what if we wanted to use it in a larger area? For instance, if we have a larger garden-type thing, are there another way that you recommend spreading that?
Oh, you bet. But first of all, let me share with people one little thing. Quit spreading fertilizer where you don't want it.
Okay. Now,
quit spreading it out in the gardens. So the in places that you're going to have to weed anyway, you don't need it. Don't fertilize the weeds.
Don't feed the weeds, huh?
No. So what I want you to do is actually put your fertilizer underneath. For example, if you're planting a one-gallon tomato, you put the poopies underneath the one-gallon tomato, a couple of scoops, and then create a little well around it and put the couple of scoops around the stem itself. Don't fertilize everything. Just underneath the plant you're planting.
Okay. John, I want to ask about, here we depend so much on rain. Not very many people in Iowa, at least in southwest Iowa, do irrigation. Do you do irrigation?
They have, both sprinkler and flood irrigation up here, yes.
Do you do that in your own garden?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But the beauty of it is the granules of poopies are compacted so that they act like a slow-release fertilizer.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about the plants getting burned with this fertilizer.
Right, exactly. You will not burn your plants. You can actually plant them in the product itself, and you will not burn your plants. The beauty of it is the plant's immediate uptake is through its root system, so if you have a lethargic cucumber plant, squash plant, tomato plant, whatever the case may be, pepper plant. If you have a lethargic plant, you can dissolve, there's the instructions on the back, dissolve that in that glass of water, and you treat that one specific plant, and in a matter of a week to 2 weeks, it'll pull that lethargic-looking plant back to natural.
Okay. Now, going back to kind of your whole operation, so on. You mentioned that your wife was the one who really said you've got to keep this name. Do you have other family members involved with this?
No, just me and the wife, basically. And it's been an excellent journey. It's been tough, to say the least, in this economy, but we still strive to believe that there's a healthier alternative out there.
Doing the right thing.
So,
how long ago did you start actually doing the process? I mean, you've been thinking about it for a long time, but when did you get started actually in a business?
This is the third year. The first year we was going to save the world and everything was going to come in, you know how those entrepreneurial type things are. And then you get a dose of the reality and realize it's got to be, the businesses has to be built step by step by step. But the beauty of it is when we go to an agricultural producer, a cattle producer, a CAFO producer, and we lay out the specifications of how we need the product produced, then we can actually set up, and that manure waste stream from that CAFO no longer is a waste stream. It becomes an income stream because we pay them by the ton for the product.
Okay. Well, son, that's interesting. You're talking about that you do have some specifications for those cattle producers.
Yes, you bet.
Okay, so that gives you a little more control over the final project or final product also. And right. I have to tell listeners that I learned about you because my sister, who lives in Idaho, came to a farmer's market, and she called me and she said, you need to talk to Farmer John about this product, Poopy. So, see, word of mouth does work.
It works.
That's
so nice that we're how many thousand miles away?
Absolutely. And so, again, we just need to, if we were interested in buying some, finding out more, and I know you have a great website to give you lots of great information, and it's P-O-O-P-E-A-S, Poopies. Just get on there and find a little more information, and you'll find it very interesting. Whether you're growing a garden or not, I think your story is interesting, John.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, you bet. Thank you for visiting with us today.
Have a great day and a wonderful week.
Thank you. Here's a thought from Henry David Thoreau. The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it.